welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests this the last 2 hours are Daniel Smith and Mia. Do you know who the judge is in this case?
Do we know who the judge is? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
And so, the problem is, you were talking about the problem about whether this would be classified as a drug, and you compared it to water, which does certainly mitigate dehydration and other things. So, anything that anybody, well, you know, tart cherries can be used for gout and all kinds of other things. A lot of foods are drugs. I mean, that's food should be our drug. So it's.
That's right. Let medicine be your food and let food be your medicine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what they did. They because they can run you through that incorrect and, you know, biased opinion about what a drug is, and that's how they can say, well, it's not important whether MMS works or not. What's important is that you are selling a drug that's unapproved. So,
The FDA is okay. That all right.
That's the angle.
Okay, that is what. All right.
Because his whole case rests on that. Because, for instance, he's accused of smuggling. Well, there's probably a ton of sodium chloride that crosses the Canadian border every day, but it's not smuggling because it's legal. But because they're saying that, well, you know, people were using this to get better from something, so if you brought it across the border, then it was
a drug. Okay.
And you didn't put the label on it correctly. You put a label for a food supplement instead of a drug, so you're in trouble for that. Then you talk to the guy in the other country, so now you've done a conspiracy. So the whole thing hinges on a very, very weak argument, which is, what's a drug? And this is how they're taking everybody down. It's systematic. I think we need to challenge that definition of a drug because it borders on the absurd. I mean, if I walked into a room and said, you know, hey, anything you take that improves your health or mitigates disease is a drug, it would be like, ha, 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 ha. Take your next breath of air, that's a drug. Take your next glass of water, that's a drug.
Right.
Take a vitamin C for a cold. Take a cup of chicken soup. Yeah. I mean, everything becomes a drug, and so, you know, you got to cut this thing at the root. Somebody's got to challenge that definition, which is ridiculous.
Exactly. All righty, we do have a caller, Jerry from Chicago. Jerry, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call. Good conversation today. You know, you guys mentioned Dr. Robert Rowan. He used to have a show on Sunday mornings on Republic, and he said he was going to go over there and cure Ebola.
And he did.
Yeah, he sure as heck did, but they don't want to recognize it, it sounds like. And you made a statement before the last commercial break about how you didn't think it was right for the defense attorneys or the client to bring in any evidence that would support their case. Let's go back to Rob Blagojevich here in Chicago. You know, they edited all those FBI surveillance tapes of his phone calls and everything else like that. I'm wondering how many times Barack Obama or Rahm Emanuel or Tony Rusko was on the other end.
Good question. Oh, good point.
And what about the, what's the guy in Bolingbrook, the cop who killed a couple of his wives, who's in jail right now? They never found a body. In all honesty, he should not be in jail. Do I think he did it? Absolutely. But should he be in jail? No. They never found the evidence.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say. Hey, good luck, man, because you're dealing with you're dealing with the crime syndicate that none of us are going to beat unless we all get together, like Hitler's Germany back in 1933.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Indeed.
Can I dive back to something that we started with way at the beginning? And
sure.
I hadn't said anything by then. I hadn't been introduced, so I didn't just want to burst in. But you were asking about fatalities. And in the Spanish conference, when Teresa did her presentation, she reviewed everything on PubMed because she's very honest. So there were several people who talked about some negative side effects that they'd had with MMS and so on and so forth. And she said in her review of the medical literature using PubMed, She only found 5 cases of poisonings with MMS. Only one of them was actually called MMS. The others were sodium chloride. And none of them resulted in a fatality. And, you know, everything we talk about is so deadly serious, but I'd like to tell you about one of the cases that the guy survived real quick.
Sure.
This is one of the cases. This happened in Slovakia in 2014, so it was just last year. A 55-year-old man decided he wanted to kill himself. So he took 100 milliliters of sodium chloride. Then he took 12 400-milligram ibuprofens. Then
Holy
he drank
cow.
3/4 of a liter of whiskey. And then he hung himself. But
My
before
gosh.
He was choked to death, somebody in his family found him. They took him to the hospital, and he survived it. These dramatic cases of the poisoning by sodium chloride, usually the person has to go undergo kidney dialysis, which he did. And within weeks, he was completely cured with absolutely no side effects.
Wow. Wow. Well, just imagine, you're talking millions and millions of dollars here that will be lost to the pharmaceutical industry if people become aware that this can cure malaria and it's also effective for other things. The pharmaceutical industry makes billions of dollars a year.
That's right. You know, Spain has been the leader in MMS research and MMS support. They have a fellow named Andreas Kalker. He's a German.
Oh, yes, I've talked to him, yes.
Yeah, he's relocated to Spain. And because of this interest, back in 2010, one of the leading health magazines over there, Discovery de Salud, did an article. Excellent article. You can Google it online. It's available online. But they said at the conclusion of the article that it was possible that MMS could potentially replace over 4,000 pharmaceutical drugs. I read that sentence and I was like, wow, with this article, the boom is going to fall. And boom, it has. Since 2010, they are on a campaign to eliminate and harass. Because I want you to know something. MMS is not illegal. It can be easily bought online. It is still available in the United States. But with the ruckus that they've made about it, a lot of people believe it's illegal and they believe it's not available, and it is.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take another call. Let's take Larry in Washington. Larry.
Boy, you people sound like you're in a pickle. But have you gone to pretrial motion hearing?
Yes, I've been to a few of those.
And did you move for dismissal just on the vagueness of what a drug is?
No, we didn't.
I've been in court quite a bit on whatever. And I had a good friend of mine that was, before pot became legal out here, and they came in and the warrant said drugs. Well, I told this guy, I said, you get your lawyer to go in there and move for dismissal because of vagueness. And that's exactly, it cost him $5,000 for the lawyer to say what I said, but he got him off because drugs have to be specific. They can't be vague. Caffeine's a drug, nicotine's a drug, but they're all legal. But if you stay on just that one issue, like RBN used to have an attorney that had a program. And I know we all want to believe in the Constitution, but in reality, we are in their system of law. But within their system of law, there is a lot of stuff that you can use to beat them.
I would agree with that.
And if I were you, I'd go back in with a motion to dismiss for vagueness of what a drug is and make them come out and say this, because that's already appealable ground. And you always plan the next step.
That's a good word. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I just want to call. I love you, Dana, and all your stuff that you've come out about the tribe. I am in total agreement with.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. See, they have you on the defense right now. You're scrambling. You're on the defense. You need to throw the hot potato back to them. And I suggest that that Larry is suggest just that, throwing the hot potato back in their court.
Well, I would agree with that. We've thrown a number of hot potatoes. The problem is that our judge, you know, has really thick hot potato gloves, and she just throws it back.
Okay, the more attention this gets, okay, I think you should try and get on as many radio programs as you possibly can. The more attention this gets, and the more people that know about MMS, and I would also bring in the new. Well, let's see, bring in as many newspapers, any kind of attention that you can get through the media, although that's hard because of all the pharmaceutical sponsorship that is behind the media. But this might be a can of worms that they really don't want to open, because if this really does go to court and they really put you away, people are going to start asking questions. And so I think the word needs to get around and make this so big that they will dismiss it just to keep it from getting big.
Well, we're working towards that. We put the standbydaniel.com site up, which kind of gives some background on the story, but also has a link over to change.org, where we posted a petition to get Congress to look into the issues here, because there's a whole bunch of underlying prosecutorial and judicial misconduct issues that sweep throughout the course of this, even abuse from the Food and Drug Administration. And so we're asking for some reform and so forth. And we, you know, we've been on several radio shows, but and we will continue to tell this story until somebody's listening. In particular,
sure,
we need Congress to be listening, because just ignoring it isn't going to make it go away. And
now,
I think the government.
Have you approached Alex Jones to be on his program?
You know, it's really interesting. I got a call from someone from InfoWars who wanted to do an interview, and then the very last minute they pulled out and said, okay, we'll do it next week. And then we contacted them a few times and never heard back, and it was really odd. I don't know where that sits, but they did do a very short spot on the issue prior to that, but just haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, that's very telling.
Well, it is very controversial, Deanna, because, it's not like taking vitamin C or beer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a disinfectant. So when your body starts to disinfect, if you're very, very sick, you might get diarrhea and you might vomit. And that, of course, is very uncomfortable. And some people would say that's a really bad side effect. But let's face it.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, when you take chemo, those are two of the main side effects. So it seems like maybe the process of getting rid of some very severe illnesses may involve a purge. And you know what I mean? But
sure,
because of that aspect, and because there's a very organized campaign, like, for instance, did you know how many kids have reversed their autism diagnosis with MMS protocol? Are you aware of that part?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Because right now it's up to, I was just on the site, what was it, 173 kids now? And when Daniel, back in December, it was 173 kids now are no longer autistic. I mean, those kids are now going to normal classes. They're making eye contact. They're talking. So it's like, you know, I almost said it's like a miracle, which is how MMS ended up getting its name, you know?
Yes.
These just really shocking things can happen. But the fact that you can recover a kid from autism with MMS, it indicates that it has wonderful properties to help detox.
A number of things, yes. And, yes,
yep.
Absolutely.
Those vaccines.
Yes. All right, let's take Colton from Iowa. Colton?
Hello?
Yes, yes, go ahead.
What's your guest's name? I never caught it.
Oh, Daniel Smith and Mia.
And he is in the middle of court proceedings right now?
He will be going to court in May.
I know he's, like you said, throw the hot potato back.
Mm-hmm.
Has he could probably answer this question. Has he or his lawyer considered countersuing on the grounds that this is just a vexatious lawsuit?
Hey, sorry about that. I had to unmute there. Hey, Colton. Well, that's certainly been considered because we do believe, in fact, this is a very selective and vindictive prosecution. But the countersuits in criminal cases from my research always get ignored. They won't even deal with it. And so you really have to wait until after you get your acquittal that you go for a prosecution. I've just never found anyone who's put in a counterclaim under a criminal proceeding that has had any effect whatsoever.
Are you familiar at all with Eustace Mullins?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. Have you read his book, The Rape of Justice? I've only read parts of it, to be honest. I don't know. There might be something useful in there for you.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. It was a different book that I was familiar with from him. This one's called what?
The Rape of Justice. It's online free, you know, for the cost of the internet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did the book you read, was it called Murder by Injection?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the title.
Probably The Secrets of the Federal Reserve.
Gosh, I don't even think that was the title.
No?
I didn't know he had so many books.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone ever filed a writ of habeas corpus, and who is injured? You have a right to face them.
Well, we haven't filed one of those.
Okay, we're going to a break. Colton, if you have other questions, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the last 2 hours is Daniel Smith and Mia. And I believe that somebody, it's Scribdy. Did you get that link for that book? In the chat room, somebody just posted it.
No, Deanna, were you talking to me? I didn't.
Either one of you, did you go into the chat room?
I am in the chat room. Is it you? It's. I'm like at the top of the page. I see Jim Humble's name is from no.
Okay, it's just posted.
I see it.
Grab that. Okay. Do we still have Colton on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have another question or comment?
I just thought I'd suggest to Mr. Smith there that regardless of the outcome, whether he's acquitted or convicted, maybe counter-sue on the grounds of libel and conspiracy to commit libel, because any evidence they're bringing against you, of course, is becomes a matter of public record in the court, right?
Yes.
And you can sue on libel regardless of the truth of the published information or not. So, really, you got to be as ruthless as possible with these people.
I agree with you. I gotta be careful what I say, but yeah, I believe that. They're out for their blood. You know, they used my family and dearest friends. Admitting to their attorneys that it was really me they were after, but they charged them for 37 years when they know they weren't culpable for that. And these are individuals who are, you know, their lights are dim and they don't have any care other than what they can gain out of it.
Right.
Some of them I suppose really do believe they're doing the right thing, but the problem is they won't open their mind long enough to get the whole picture, so it's really difficult. And I think you really do have to You know, if you just sit like a lamb to the slaughter, that's where you're going to go, because that's the way the system is, you know, that's the way it's been created.
And that's what they hope you will do.
And Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Another thing, I don't know how much you know about who's prosecuting you or who the judge is or the jury in any case, but however it turns out, you know, those names are all kind of public record, right?
Yes.
And you might want to have somebody, I don't know how much you might know yourself about them, but have somebody look into their family connections, like, you know, if the prosecuting lawyer has a brother-in-law or something in the FDA. You know, that's all evidence of a conspiracy against you.
Or if they have investments in the pharmaceutical industry themselves.
Investments, whether they've got a cousin who, or something, you know, who's a higher up in the pharmaceutical company, something of that sort, or works for the FDA, AMA, whatever it may be. So you can use all that information as proof, as proofs of a conspiracy, and
or a bias. Apps. Yeah.
And you don't have to say anything affirming or affirmative or negatory to this, but I don't think you'll have to search too far to find a lot of yids.
Find a lot of what?
Yids, you know.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So just discuss those things with your lawyer, right?
Exactly.
I am not a practicing lawyer, so that's my disclaimer.
He's acting as his own attorney.
He is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pro se right now.
What's a Brady motion? Somebody just asked if you filed one.
Yeah, that's a request for exculpatory evidence. We've made requests for various discovery. The government's actually required to provide that, whether or not we file a motion for it or not. And if we file a motion for it, the judge will say the government represents that it's already provided all the Brady material. That will be her answer. And then she won't order them to provide it, and so we won't have a remedy when we later prove that they didn't. And that's another one of the games they play. So, but yeah, we've done a lot of discovery motions, all of them denied or denied as moot based upon the representation of the prosecutor before the court.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Colton.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. All righty. Do we have any more callers? If you have a question or if you have a suggestion, please feel free to call 800-313-9443. We're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com Strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
What are you thinking? Microplant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of microplant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests are Daniel Smith and Mia, and the website, we've been forgetting to give that out, standbydaniel.com. So please be sure and go there. Let's see. Let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome.
Well, thank you, Deanna. I'm not sure this will be helpful to you, but I've done quite a bit of research into the system of justice in this country, and in particular, what is being taught in the law schools for the past few years. And I can tell you that, for whatever it's worth, what you're a victim of, Daniel, here is one of interpretation of the law. And what you're really a victim of is these things. And you can do a search online. What is in vogue today in law schools and in the courtroom is this thing called reflexive law. And you can simply do a search for reflexive law v. rule of law. It's juxtaposed against so-called rule of law. And that goes to people like Jack Balkin, for instance, who cites this thing called originalism. He's a law professor at Yale. And strict constructionism, so-called. And this goes to the heart of the matter when you're dealing with something like so-called reflexive law. It's highly interpretive and subjective. And it's rooted in Talmudic conflict theory and the so-called law of reversal. So if you do a search on those kind of things, I believe you're going to find a way to win your case. Because you're dealing with something that none of us can understand, whether we're Jews or not, not very many of us know how the Talmud is to be read and interpreted. And this is increasingly true today when you look at, for instance, the very words of Justice Antonin Scalia when he says the Constitution is dead, dead, dead. And he's been a serious student of the Talmud for the past 7 or 8 years or more.
Wow.
So, well, for whatever that's worth, I think I've provided you some good ammunition. I'm not an attorney, obviously. I don't have much respect for American courtrooms at all. And basically, you're dealing with a criminal protection racket. So I kind of like Colton's ideas of, you know, kind of a bulldog approach. I mean, you need to threaten these people. And you have to basically threaten them in a manner that would make them personally liable.
Ah.
Right. Well, threatening a federal agent, of course, would land me in prison, so we had to be careful.
Well, no, I don't mean that kind of threat. I'm talking about a court challenge which will hold these criminals to personal liability. They can't hide behind the organization that they're a part of.
Right.
These
right.
attorneys and judges have to adhere to the rules of court, the rules of evidence, I mean, they're nothing more than trained monkeys.
Yeah. Now, I've seen the appellate court decisions that actually state that a judge can act as maliciously and corruptly as they choose, and they have absolute judicial immunity. So as long as that decision is made in a judicial capacity, she can have it out for me, and she has absolute immunity. And and this particular judge knows this very well because I'm not the first pro se defendant she's run into. She does not like them at all. And of course, prosecutors, as long as they're operating in their prosecutorial capacity, they have a limited qualified immunity. And so it's difficult to just bring a claim against these. They'll be thrown out immediately because the system protects its own. You can't expect the Department of Justice to police the Department of Justice, and you can't expect the judicial system to really police the judicial system. And so that's one of the reasons why we have the petition up. Basically, you know, we need some reform, and really, I don't know what your feeling about Congress is, but the legislative branch is really the one that's kind of put all this into motion, and they're the ones that have the power to make some changes. They, you know, all impeachments begin with the House. You know, you might not be able to get the Bar Association to get on the case of an attorney, particularly if you're a criminal defendant, because you're just a criminal defendant, you're just complaining, blah blah blah. But you know, Congress has the power to impeach anybody who gets a paycheck from the federal government. So, you know, we've been really trying to expose the misconduct in this case because it's huge, it's big, and you know, it happens in every case, but they have the bar system that sort of kind of protects it and covers it. But I'm pro se, so, I'm not being shadowed by an attorney who could lose their bar card if they buck the system.
Well, bear in mind that under international law, you know, we've been an occupied nation since 1863, and which is tantamount to all of us really being prisoners, in a sense. And so we don't have the same rights that we as Americans imagine that we have.
Correct.
Because their definition of rights is quite apart from how most Americans see that definition of the word rights. They have a way with language, and they can take every one of the Bill of Rights, for instance, and turn it completely on its head.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a right in a communitarian system that's not accompanied by a duty and a responsibility, for instance. And your rights as a prisoner under military occupation are quite different from a man under in the sense that Americans were brought up thinking that we had rights and immunities and protections and remedies in the law, under the law and so forth. We're really very much like prisoners in this country. And that's just a fact, because we're an occupied nation and we're as if we had been conquered. And in my opinion, we have been conquered as a people because they've overthrown the government. And we don't have a rule of law that is intelligible or comprehensible whatsoever to the American people. And therefore, we are subject to this criminal protection racket called the bar, as you say. But I would urge you to look into this thing called the law of reversal and also Talmudic conflict theory. I think that there is, you know, if I had the time, I'd love to help someone like you do some research, because there's something that's not working here. And there has to be a way to fight back. I'm not suggesting that under the law there's a remedy, because again, we're dealing with criminals, organized crime. But I'll leave it at that, Deanna, and I'm just so sorry you guys are having these problems, and as an American, it just really saddens me.
Indeed.
Mark, I appreciate your call and the comments. I took some notes, and I will look into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Thanks.
Is it a privatized court? Does she rent the court, or does she work as the what kind of court is it?
A federal U.S. District Court.
Oh, okay.
She's an Article III judge appointed by Obama.
Okay. I'll take Betty in North Carolina. Bet.
I don't sound like an idealist and somebody who is naive and doesn't know much, but the ideas that are presented by the oath takers, the county sheriffs, they suggest that the citizens who can establish wrongdoing by officials of the government in the county can go to the sheriff, and the sheriff can call an investigative grand jury to look into it. And that, I expect, would be done by some person in that county. And I'm familiar with it, and if it's something from constitutional, we don't have constitutional, well, maybe I'm just naive.
Betty, thanks for that. I will tell you, we did actually go to the sheriff here. But to no avail. In fact, they just threatened us in return. And, you know, I don't know if you saw a recent thing on InfoWars, but I'm in Spokane, Washington, and one of the deputies had made a comment on camera that the reason why they had one of these huge military retired vehicles was because there was a lot of constitutionalists around here, and I believe that was the term that was used. And so, it's kind of hopeless in this county with this particular system that's set up around here.
Right, you can't go in and use the Constitution.
I understand. I appreciate your sharing with me your experience.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Betty. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so you can't use the Constitution. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. There must be some ways that you can work around this. I think we've gotten quite a lot of good comments and suggestions.
Yes.
I'm getting into your chat room here, and there's a lot of action in your chat room, and lots of really well.
Oh, they're fabulous. These people are fabulous in the
chat
room.
I see that. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really in a pickle in many ways because we can see the problems, but we don't have the procedural ways to start to correct them, you know? Like, how do you correct some basic definitions, like what's a drug? And a lot of the problems stem from the definitions. And the legal people always talk about that, too.
Okay, yes. And that's the thing, is that if you're using it as, well, as you said, the transportation over state lines or over country lines.
Interstate commerce, they call it.
Interstate commerce is an issue. But the other thing is, somebody just asked about Alfred Adest's Man and Other Animal Defense. That really sounds like a really good defense. But I guess what they're saying, really, what they're going after you for, is the FDA didn't approve it, therefore you cannot be selling it as a drug, so you must be selling it for another reason, and they want to...
Well, it all centers around the introduction into interstate commerce, a drug that was misbranded. It's not really the approval process that they're going on here. They're just saying that they're just declaring it a drug,
okay,
based upon their definition of a drug. And it's okay that it's you know, allegedly a drug. The other element there is it has to be misbranded. And so they're saying it's branded in XYZ. You know, different ways they're saying that it was misbranded. Well, first it has to be a drug before they can capture it into their regulatory oversight. And so there are a lot of issues. You know, even the interstate commerce issue. If you look at MMS, it's sodium chloride solution. But the thing that people and they use it for all kinds of things, and water purification is one. A lot of things that have nothing to do with therapies. They don't have any. They're not drug related at all.
Well, if they're purifying water, they're making it usable and usable to drink. If they didn't purify it, then a lot of people would be sick, so they're mitigating people's sickness by purifying the water.
Right. So in a sense, you know, everything falls under federal regulatory oversight if its purpose is to mitigate disease. So you could say that even a toilet is a medical device, because we use toilets obviously to mitigate disease, you know, countries that don't have them and they have more problems with disease. So, you know, how far do you want it, you know, do you want it to go? Well, if you're the federal government, you want it to go into every possible nook and cranny of your life.
Sure.
And, you know, if you're a freedom-loving person, individual, you want less freedom. Of it.
Yeah.
You want your freedom. So
right. Okay, let's take another caller. Let's take KW from Kentucky.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey there, KW.
Hey, buddy. I've been dealing with these guys for a while, and I think I might be able to help you out a little bit. I don't want to go into too many details because... some people might misconstrue my information, but if you'd like to get a hold of me at actingexecutor@yahoo.com, I'm sure I could be of some assistance. Because what you're dealing with right now is what we call private international law, and that's the law and rules and procedures that govern the relationships between physical persons, i.e. natural persons, and juridical persons, which they have different nationalities. And what I mean is what state are you from? I mean, you know, where do you reside at?
I'm in the area known as Washington State.
Okay. Well, you're from Washington, and the problem is that you operate a citizen called a U.S. citizen, and it is a juridical person. I can prove to you with their own statutes of code that the person they are after is a juridical person for which you are the trustee for, or slash agent. Another, one of the possible ways you could do this is, if you don't want a writ of prohibitionist?
I do know a writ of mandamus and a writ of prohibition is, or do you mean a writ of prohibito?
Yeah, a writ of prohibition, prohibiting the court to exercise jurisdiction because it doesn't have the power to.
I see, okay.
Okay, and of course you take that to a higher court, which would be the appeals court, and you would ask for a writ of prohibition, asking the appeals court to issue the writ of prohibition prohibiting the lower court from exercising jurisdiction that it does not have. and this is certainly the case in your position here. So there's a lot of things that's misconstrued about what law is and what how they get you and what they're doing. On the face of it, prima facie, they do have jurisdiction based on the complaint. But if you were to examine some very interesting things, which I can help prove to you in court, which I've done in court, you have proof in court what the birth certificate is. It is an instrument. It is a record showing an organization was organized. This organization.
KW, we are going to break. We'll hold you over the break. Be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We are back. This is Deanna. Our guest the last 2 hours has been Daniel Smith and Mia, and we have KW from Kentucky on the phone. And I want to make sure that that Daniel has your email address, and so you can collaborate and get together here.
Yes. There's a lot of things going on that people don't know about, and as it stands right now, that judge is probably doing everything according to law, even though you don't believe it. However, there are some things you can do to bring to light the facts, and that's the existence of what we call the juridical person. What agency regulates police regulations that the prosecutor is using?
Food, drug, the FDA.
Well, what if I told you you send one letter to the FDA and it's probably going to solve your problem?
Well, that'd be great.
Okay. You get a hold of me and I will talk with you, and it may just be as simple as one letter to the FDA agency head where you're going to, like I said, I don't want to, I'll tell you that in private because I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. I missed your email though. I heard the word executor, but that's all I heard.
Yeah, acting, ACTING, executive at yahoo.com.
You know, that's really unclear. I'm sorry.
Acting executor.
Oh, acting. Okay.
Executor at yahoo.com.
Yes. Okay. If for some reason we don't connect, I'm just Daniel at standbydaniel.com. And if for some reason what I type in for your email doesn't go through or something.
He's also got a website that he posted in the chat room.
Okay.
What it comes down to is the FDA is alleging you had an obligation and you defaulted on your obligation. That's the only reason you're in court. The only reason anybody's in court. Because the prosecutor is alleging you had an obligation and you defaulted on the obligation. So whether or not you have the obligation can certainly be a matter of dispute, right?
Yes.
Well, okay, that's why we're going to get the letter from the FDA agency head. We're going to get a letter from him, and if we're lucky enough to get that letter that says you owe him no obligations, you can tell that judge to go stick it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
To talking about that with you.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for calling into the program. That's terrific. Okay. We don't have any more callers. Pardon me?
I was just saying thanks to KW.
Oh, okay. And the website. We need to make sure that everyone has the website, and that is standbydaniel.com. And, okay. Well, I think you've gotten quite a lot of information today, and maybe some places to look that maybe you hadn't looked or thought of before. And definitely look and see what kind of investments they have. But I would start with KW. I think I have a really good feeling about that.
Well, thank you, Deanna, for having me on your show again, and thanks for all your listeners who called in and asked good questions and gave good input. We appreciate all the support.
Well, thank you so much for being on, and you're certainly in our thoughts.
Thanks for Mia, too, for joining us. Don't forget
her. Yes, thank you, Mia. Thank
yeah,
you
this chat is very interesting. Is this going to be available? Because this stuff is running by like a river.
Yes, you can go back into the chat and backtrack and everything.
That's interesting. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you both.
Yes, thank you, Deanna.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
With financial